From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the United States met in Tokyo on Tuesday to discuss the North Korea crisis. U.S. Envoy for North Korea, Joseph Yun, said he and his counterparts from Japan and South Korea agreed to coordinate all actions on North Korea.
We agreed among the three of us that we will coordinate all actions, diplomatic, military, economic, regarding North Korea. We'll continue to work very closely among the three of us together, as well as with our international partners.
President Donald Trump spoke by phone to leaders of Japan and China Monday to discuss concerns about North Korea. On Wednesday, the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing on North Korea at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate at a time of growing tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. North Korea on Tuesday celebrates the anniversary of the founding of its military. There are concerns the communist state will celebrate the holiday with a nuclear test or possibly an intercontinental ballistic missile launch. Turkey said it carried out airstrikes early Tuesday against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. Turkey says these strikes were aimed at preventing rebels, weapons, ammunition, and explosives from crossing over the border into Turkey. The Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, has been fighting for greater minority rights and regional autonomy in Turkey since 1984. Turkey, the U.S., and the European Union all consider the PKK to be a terrorist group. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The campaigning is underway in France's runoff presidential election. It comes a day after nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen announced that she is temporarily stepping down as the leader of her National Front party so she can run as a candidate for all the French. Her move follows Sunday's vote, when French voters put her in a runoff with centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. The runoff election is set for May 7th. President Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but he told a group of conservative reporters Monday he is willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project, rather than insisting it'd be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I can't guarantee. I think that the work that Director Mulvaney and others have made in these negotiations has been very positive. They feel very confident that won't happen.
The current spending plan for the U.S. government operations runs out at midnight Friday, leaving Trump and congressional negotiators just days to reach an accord on funding priorities through the end of September. The World Health Organization says trials of a new malaria vaccine will take place in three African countries. The announcement was made ahead of the UN's World Malaria Day Tuesday. And as Henry Ridgewell reports, the chosen theme for this year is a push for prevention.
Malaria remains one of the world's deadliest diseases, killing close to 500,000 people every year, mostly in Africa. So the testing of a new vaccine called RTSS has been greeted as a great step forward. It's hoped that 360,000 children will be vaccinated between 2018 and 2020 in Kenya, Ghana, and Malawi. The $50 million trials in Ghana, Kenya and Malawi are being funded through a network of NGOs and global institutions. Far greater investment will be needed to roll the vaccine out globally if the pilots prove successful. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Anti-government activists in Venezuela blocked thoroughfares in the capital and several other cities Monday, continuing a fourth week of street demonstrations to press leftist President Nicolas Maduro for new national elections. Maduro, in his weekly television address, endorsed voting later in the year for mayoral and gubernatorial posts, but said nothing about moving up elections for the presidency. Maduro's term expires in late 2018. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.